Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
And we're excited that you're here.
Disco.
And disco. Okay. Very good. You have something to say or?
No.
Okay. What should people do?
GeeksCorner.live, where you can say things.
That is true.
Because my last three brain cells are fighting for an opportunity at the microphone. And none of them have anything productive to say.
Okay.
So, if you want to say something funny that I might repeat because I'm not thinking, go for it.
Well, I see oh, hello again. So how about you do your best?
Hello there.
Thank you. Didn't even have to say it. All right.
Because I was just saying, I'm so sorry. I'll let you get into this in a second.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, and I'm so sorry if you're none of this interests you, but I'm actually not sorry because this is what I care about. Taylor Allison Swift writes songs for Anakin Skywalker. I don't know Anakin's middle name. Otherwise, I would have used it.
Okay.
Does he have a middle name?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't think she
writes songs for Anakin Skywalker and girls who love Anakin Skywalker.
There you go. With that, we're going to get even nerdier and talk about what's on Mr. Dapp's desk.
What is it?
Today is a history of Japan. Why is there a history of Japan on my desk that I have not started reading yet, Katie?
Because you're going to Japan.
Well, also,
it was your birthday.
There you go. My parents gave me this book for my birthday, and that was late last night. And it's a newly revised edition of the classic work. Well, yes.
But your birthday wasn't
the present was last night.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Also, because Taryn and I are planning this, next year for your birthday, mm-hmm. we want to have a live concert with TikTok celebrity Noah Sunday Lefkowitz. I hope he
takes... Is this a duet or is this just him?
No, like he's on stage and we're like, yeah!
So I don't have to do anything?
No. It's your birthday. You could just sit there
unless
and
I wanted to play melodica along with his...
Unless...
Because I think he'd like melodica.
Unless Noah's like... With special guest, Mr. Daps.
Because that could and, be like, funny. Or I could just be his introduced, like his MC.
It could be. I just think that would be a great time. And Taryn and I.
So I feel like he would wear, here's
oh,
what
no.
I think.
Oh no.
The t-shirt. You know, like the tux t-shirt? I think he would wear that, mm-hmm. but with a tux jacket. That's what I feel like he should wear for his... No? What?
What are the pants? What are the pants?
I don't care. Have you seen the show? Like, we don't stand up on the show. We just...
But this is a concert.
I figured you meant a live concert on...
I meant like a concert.
Oh, like at a venue. Okay.
No, like, yeah, like Taryn and I are going to be in the pit. We've already talked about this.
Okay, I'll conduct the orchestra that will come. that's what will happen.
Is it going to be penguins in the orchestra?
Yeah, of course. Yes. We're like the Muppets, no pants.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just.
It's all out of love. Black pants with glitter or palm tree and flamingo shorts. We could give him options.
I like the palm tree and flamingo shorts idea.
With the. With a tuxedo shirt and tuxedo jacket.
Maybe a pot of flowers balanced on his head also. That would be fun. I think that'd be great. All right, let's move into the week. And first off, last Tuesday night, we had a wonderful live stream.
Last Tuesday night.
Park Cam. No, I don't know. Of Splash Mountain closing, thanks to Angela.
Splash Cam.
Doug. Yeah, Splash Cam. That's what I was looking for. The next day, there were walls that went up and new spiels to experienced on the Mark Twain and Disneyland Railroad, which I thought was great that they were that quick on it.
Yeah.
Have you listened to them yet?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
It's great.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Wall cam. Honestly, no, I was all surprised that they did that fast. I love the train because it's a really awkward, dark thing now.
Also called a tunnel.
Okay, sorry I didn't go to train school like some people around here.
Only this one does not have dinosaurs in it.
That'd be really funny.
I like the dinosaur tunnel better than the nothing tunnel.
Yeah.
I feel like with their technology today, they could have done like projections in the tunnel or something.
I don't know, because it would have to come, like, I don't know how they would do that.
From the backside.
But the train's going to pass through it.
No, the backside.
Oh, like a face. Like a,
so, like
an Elsa face.
We're looking here. Yeah, basically. We're going to get that later, though. Yeah. Anyway. It'd be cool, though, wouldn't it? Like, just do an animated scene or something about, like, from Almost There. That would blow people's mind, I feel like. And that would not be super hard.
Yeah.
That is a doable thing to do.
But then it might be better than the attraction.
Maybe. But we did learn more about the attraction this week.
Like what?
Like there's a new song coming to the attraction.
No
They've
way!
Got collaborators. What did you think of all the new?
Wow! I like that we're getting new animatronics. I was honestly going to be really angry if it was just more, what was that attraction? America Sings. If they were like, guess what? We reskinned them again.
So you know why I think they're not doing that?
Why? Well, I mean, they're still going to.
No. There's new animatronics coming in. Because the old ones are too old of technology and they break down.
That's true.
Like, it's just the way we do.
How often do you see that they're not working?
The way animatronics are done today is a completely different technology that uses far less oil than the old ones. So they just won't. Yeah.
Reminds me of the guy on TikTok who does, I'll have to show you, he does an impersonation of animatronics at Disneyland, and it's scary good.
My favorite, though, without seeing this guy, but my favorite thing to mimic is the Olaf in the Christmas parade. Because all he does, nope, you have to be down like this. It's like this, and he goes like this. The entire parade. That's the entire parade.
You know who Taryn does a great impression of?
Noah.
I mean, yes, they do a great impression of Noah. That's surprising. No, they do a great impression of the walk that Benjamin Franklin does in The American Adventure.
Which is funny, because when you started saying that, I thought this was going to turn into the guy that plays Benjamin Franklin in The Office. Which I was like, I don't know how that guy...
See? They said it! They said it!
I totally know what you're talking about, too.
It was... literally the first thing they texted me after I said, okay, I did American Adventure, and they said, so what do you think of my impression?
Okay. What do you think about the Tiana's Bayou Adventure?
I'm excited. So honestly, it's the same thing I said last week. If you like this style of attraction, it's more than likely the Flume is not changing in any real way.
Yeah, I think you're gonna go on the same boat trip.
I think that the music is much more lively. I also think it's just gonna be telling a more compelling story that...
Here's my thing.
I think if you actually ask a guest when they get off of Tiana's Bayou Adventure, they'll be able to tell you what happened.
Probably.
And I think more kids will enjoy it because it'll be something that they connect with.
I think that part's a home run, and my actual concern is I hope they use more of the movie music than they use new music, because I think people, it has a good soundtrack to The Princess and the Frog, so just enjoy it. But I was listening to a podcast, Disney Dish, and an interesting point was brought up, and I think it's something I've been thinking and didn't realize this is what I was thinking, is we've heard all about authenticity, we've been hearing about all the research trips, we've been hearing New Orleans.
And it's
and
not
authenticity.
In New Orleans Square?
No. I don't care.
Oh, I care about that.
I do to an extent. But at the end of the day, what is the most important thing when you go to Disneyland?
This feels like a trick.
No, like it's like you go to Disneyland to have fun.
Yes.
And Jim was like, this is all good stuff. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. But at the end of the day, you just want to have fun on the ride. And I realized that maybe we've gotten a little too analytical and too academic with the way we approach new attractions. And so we're so focused on the let's be authentic and let's have it be perfect and let's have it continue the story. Like, go to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and it has to be exactly whatever. It's like, at the end of the day, did you have fun with your friends? And did you walk away having a magical moment? Yes. Like, think of how many times we've gone on the Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run mm-hmm. with people that are terrible at the attraction. Like, we crash into everything. We're not shooting what you're supposed to be shooting. You know, like, there are one or two of us that actually have been on the attraction before, and we're like, let's go for it. And then you have the other.
First time I ever went on Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run with Mr. Daps, it was the most stressful experience in my life.
Well, for everybody. But
I got yelled at.
But, like, you think we go on with our friend with Audrey, and it's mm-hmm. like, it's not about how perfect Star Wars it was or how authentic it was.
She just wanted to be in the Millennium Falcon and have fun.
We just wanted to be in the Millennium Falcon and have fun. And I kind of actually wish that they would lean into, this is the Princess and the Frog. You get to go with Louie and Tiana and Naveen, and you're going to have a fun time on the bayou. That also happens to be authentic. Like, do that as an sure. also, not as the lead. Well, because to me, what they're leading with is, let's go to school.
I'll argue with that.
Go ahead.
One of my favorite cues of all time is culturally accurate.
Which cue?
Expedition Everest.
Sure, but do you actually care that it's culturally accurate? Or 100%. Do you care that it's an entirely awesome experience?
No, I 100% care that it's culturally accurate, because they went to Nepal and they literally worked with people that lived in Nepal, and they said, tell us about your culture, share things with us.
So my question for you, though, with this, if the ride sucked, would it matter that it's culturally accurate?
I don't think Expedition Everest is as good of an attraction as the queue is.
I agree, but like, still, it's still a great attraction.
Yeah, it's still a great attraction.
Not as great as opening day, but...
I'm just saying,
we can wish that someday some magical thing is going to happen and we'll get that back.
I have two favorite cues: Expedition Everest.
Yep, fair.
And Indiana Jones Adventure.
Yep.
I don't think they make them like that anymore.
I don't think they led with that when they were promoting Expedition Everest. And when you go to Expedition Everest,
As somebody mm-hmm. who had no access to Walt Disney World for a very long time and could only watch the documentaries on TV that I would find by searching the word Disney and then just recording on TiVo anything that I could find.
Sure.
Or DVR or whatever it was. Joe Rohde was always in front of the camera.
True.
When this attraction opened, saying, look at all this research I did. Here's pictures of me in Nepal. Look at this. Look at
but
that.
What was it always connected with?
The attraction.
They always had the people screaming as they're going back down the... Like, I think that's an important
and
part.
And you don't think that's going to happen with Splash? It's a giant drop.
Oh, I 100% think it will happen with Splash. I just think there's a little bit of a push that's so much into the... It's the academics. Like, it feels too focused on New Orleans, as opposed to, I want to focus on the story and the movie that we love.
Yeah, but
I want both. So, like, and I'm not saying get rid of it, anything. I don't think they change anything that they're doing.
Just the way that they're marketing it.
To me, it's a marketing thing.
Sure.
I want to sell this to families, and
I think right now it's already sold to families because they like the film. I think they're trying to sell it to the people that are not sold in it currently. I think that that's what they're trying to do.
With the story about losing an ingredient and going to look for it in the bayou.
No, I think that they're trying to sell it to people.
I could do that in my kitchen. No, I agree with you. I'm just having fun.
If you guys subscribe to Patreon, there's this really fun boxing match that's going to happen. you know, those like influencer fights.
No, I do have to wonder, though, is like, I'm a little bit, it was the blog post they posted last week, and I kind of just wanted to have some, like, hey, can I just have some Disney magic and not hear about a museum? And I'm like, I read 5 books at a time. Like, I love the academics, and I love...
You're also not going to go on this attraction. You'll go on it once.
I'll go once or twice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But also, that's basically, like, I don't know. I think edutainment is a big part of Disney.
I think that they're
agreed.
Trying to lean into that for the people that are maybe
just
not...
don't forget the attainment.
I don't think they are.
Okay.
I think it's the given of, you know what this attraction is. Let us tell you how we are spinning it now. And that's also the hard thing is that they were presented with retheming an attraction that people already know. And so when you do that, the sell to the,
it's going
to
be hard.
The sell to the guest is what's different because I know what the attraction is. There are, coast to coast, two very different attractions. One of them, the queue is actually literally a museum. One ride is superior because it is far more fun.
Mm-hmm.
It is maybe a ride where you go in a transport. It's Indiana Jones Adventure and Dinosaur. Dinosaur yes. is the inferior attraction, in my opinion.
I actually think that makes my case exactly, though.
But I think it's, to me, it's the attraction that actually lets it down. I think the queue is very fun.
So here's my question, though. Is I'm all for edutainment. I'm all for it being fun. I'm all for it having the relevance and bringing things up from New Orleans and all of that. What I'm questioning is the way they're presenting it. Is it really balancing out what Disney is? And on the flip side, it's like, as we're reading through this, like, could we take it a step further one way or the other? And
you know what? Let's throw this entire argument out.
Okay.
Because none of this matters, in my opinion.
I agree.
Why are we doing all of this theming and it's not New Orleans Square? We're theming it New Orleans.
Which is true because it does say it's Critter Country.
We're doing all of this. And it's not even going to be in the land that it's from.
So how much do you want to bet they changed the story of Critter Country?
How about get rid of Critter Country?
You could, but I think you could do it.
I can't believe Itzy just said that Dinosaur is better than Indiana Jones. I'm so sorry, guys. I actually need to take time off for emotional damage. Whoa.
I laugh harder on Dino.
I can't even say the pre-show's better because Sala.
True.
Like it's hard to beat Sala. I like Dr. Seeker. He's fun, but to me, he's. I'm so sorry.
You know what would make Dino?
He's the best part of the attraction.
You know what I wish Dino though? I wish it was owned by Universal because if that was a Jurassic Park attraction, it would be amazing.
I will say, I think my favorite thing. Is I got to miss our pre-show. I got to take my best friend to Walt Disney World a couple months ago. She had not been since she was, what was the math that we did? Like
it was like 15 years.
Yeah. It was like, she hadn't been since she was like 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
So 15 years, when she had last lived in Florida. And so she was like, oh, here's some rides I vaguely remember that I want to experience again. And when we did Dinosaur, she, in the pre-show, laughed out loud because she went, that's just a clip from the movie Dinosaur. She went, that's just Aladar. He's just chilling. Which is, I think, my favorite reaction that anyone
I'm amazed that she recognized.
She 100% did. I said nothing.
Because I saw the movie once and I was like,
okay. I've never seen it. And she just went, that's from the movie Dinosaur. And I went, how do you know that? She is such a wealth of knowledge. I love her. But yeah, so that was just a random tidbit.
So yes, I agree with you on edutainment. I just want more.
It's the presentation of the
fact. It's the way it's being promoted. And honestly, I think once it shows up in a year and a half, whenever it is, end of 2024,
sure.
We're probably all going to absolutely love it because when you have music like that, and you have characters like that, what's not to love?
I like the kinetic energy.
Yeah.
But I won't be really going on a water ride. So
that's honestly my big downside for that attraction
is that, like, it's a water ride.
It's like, yeah, my hat doesn't work, neither does my camera very well with that one.
Neither do my
but what my camera
clothes.
Does work with is the photo op that's outside, so you can check that out.
It's
when
cute.
You go there.
It's a little band.
Yeah, it's cute and it's fun. Another thing that's cute and fun that has come to the Disneyland Resort is there's a new pre-show for World of Color One called Elemental Connection. We were there opening night to record it. We braved. I just want you to know, for this video, I braved, I should say, grad night. There were thousands upon thousands upon thousands of high schoolers. And
probably millions.
They don't know how to walk. That's what I've just decided, is they do not know what's right in front of them.
Yeah.
Like, I probably got bumped into a dozen times. And it was always, oh, sorry, man. And
it's a great impression of a 17-year-old.
Because I heard it a lot.
Oh, that's good. That's rich.
And they always had this like slightly rattled look of like, oh crap.
Because you look scary.
I guess. But we filmed Elemental Connection. What do you think of this cute pre-show?
Elemental Connection. Anyway, you know the Education Connection song? You probably don't. It's fine. It's fine. I feel like I know too much about the film now. Because I was like, I wish I knew less. But you know what? Pretty colors.
It is the, I do think it brings up an interesting discussion point of, I liked when we didn't know what we were getting into in Pixar films.
Like Finding Nemo. I don't know. There's some fish.
Yeah. And I think that would be my only like question mark with it is like, I thought it was cute. I thought it was fun. It was really fun watching people watch this preview because there's like little kids bouncing around. Like they seem to really be getting into it, which is good. The part that I was kind of wondering is like, oh, well, I kind of liked before when I didn't know what I was getting into when I go into a Pixar film and suddenly you get hit with that emotional whatever moment and everybody like, around you is crying. Yeah. And
Up was very much that.
On the flip side, I'm very intrigued by this movie. I think it's going to be cute. It feels very classic Pixar to me as opposed to
out this weekend?
16th. Oh. And so 10 days from today.
Ah!
But it does have that classic Pixar feel to me.
It does.
And like there's definitely kind of the connection with Inside Out, which will be interesting because they're doing the Inside sequel Out to too. That. But it has that kind of older Pixar feel.
It does.
So I'll be curious to see how it does. I hope it's really like, I like most Pixar films. And so I think it's going to be fun. And, but I don't know. What do you think?
Like I said, pretty colors.
Yeah.
Pixar does pretty very well, I think.
Yes.
Like you think about Finding Nemo, and for its time, that was a very, very advanced film. Like they're animating water for every single moment of the film, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think that World of Color lends itself. You can tell I've not stopped talking for 3 days. I think World of Color lends itself to the prettier and more vibrant the colors, the better. And so this lends very well because it's red, fire, and blue, water, and they're coming together. And so
I just hope we're surprised by something.
Like,
I want a surprise. We also this week got our first look at Apple Vision Pro that will have Disney Plus on its first day.
You know what else it'll have on there?
What?
Apparently the Main Street Electrical Parade.
That's what it looks like. And Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse is great.
What did you think of Apple Vision Pro?
I don't want it.
I'm intrigued.
It's giving WALL-E. Like the scary thing in WALL-E.
Okay.
Where none of them move.
Okay.
Which, so like, I like the idea in concept. In practice, terrifies me. It's also very
funny. Do you think it's a first step towards people walking through the parks wearing virtual or augmented reality?
Don't you remember Google Glass?
Yeah, but I'm
connecting
the dots.
So I also think it's funny because if you met Mr. Dapps and I 10 years ago, Mr. Dapps was very like, no, man, don't let the government control your mind, man.
I still am.
Well, yes, kind of. And I was very like, technology is great. We should give it all of our information. And now I'm like, hey, AI is bad and scary and I'm terrified of it. And then you're like, wow, cool. And I'm like, I'm so scared.
I recognize that it's cool. I also recognize the inherent danger with stuff like that. But it is very Iron Man. Like, it's cool.
I'm just very terrified.
And it's $3,500. I'm not going to get it.
But if you do subscribe to our pay-per-view influencer fight, I'm kidding. Unless...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just really Latin. That's not, but no, I thought it was funny that Main Street Electrical Parade was used as a, like, look at what you could watch in VR.
Or augmented reality, really.
Yes, I'm so sorry. VR, AR, UR, get a job.
Okay.
Sure, I'm that so too. Sorry, guys.
All right, let's move on over to Hong Kong Disneyland, where we got another look at Frozen Ever After and new faces for Anna and Elsa.
No more rear projection.
Which I think is a bigger deal. Ka-chow. Like, it's being made into a big deal, but I think it's a really big deal that they're not doing rear projections. And I think it's a huge improvement. And I really would love to see the difference between those, or the similarities between those and what you see in the Beauty and the Beast attraction at Tokyo Disneyland.
Yeah,
because that's where my brain went immediately. Was like, oh, Belle, like,
yeah.
And I hope they're equally good.
So I'm trying to think what's using the rear projection right now. So it's Anna and Elsa in Frozen Ever After. Mm-hmm. They're somewhere else, and I just can't think of where else they are.
Well, Buzz Lightyear in the queue.
Buzz Lightyear in the queue. Yeah.
I feel like there's something else newer. I'm forgetting.
To me.
Oh. Yeah. Don't they use it in Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railway?
Sure do. Yeah, correct. Yes. Yeah.
I'm like, wait, the new one.
To me, and this is my opinion, that's my opinion, is that, that's a meme you'd understand. It's okay. It never looked good. Hatbox Ghost is the exception. Hatbox Ghost is the exception.
Keep going.
I don't think it ever looked great.
Okay.
Because I think projecting on a blank canvas, animatronic,
yeah,
doesn't come across the, like, even best intentioned, I don't think it comes off.
You have to balance the light in a way that I don't know that has always been done.
Mr. Potato Head also works.
Mm-hmm. But I do think there is that challenge of, like, if it's not the right setting, like, Hatbox Ghost is the right setting, and so is
Constance does not work.
But if you can balance the light so it matches with everything else on the character, then it works decently. But when suddenly, like Anna and Elsa, I think in Frozen Ever After at Epcot, where it looks just different in the one section of their face.
It looks like, and you might not understand this, but to my makeup wearing people out there, the Cars and Racers also works sometimes. Sometimes the movements don't sync up.
But it looks like
when someone wears a shade of foundation that is too light. Mm-hmm. And they stop it.
And it stops on their neck.
On their neck.
Yep.
You did understand. I'm so proud.
I used to work in TV.
I know. that's a piece of Mr. Dapp's lore for you guys. But yeah, like, that's to me what, yeah, Anna and Elsa have always looked like, is when a girl, you're just like, let's go get you a foundation that matches.
I actually think it's worse though when it stops like right here on their forehead. Mm-hmm. And then you see it in the, yeah, okay. But
yes, that's, to me,
but that's why I'm excited about the new ones, is the new ones are such a huge step forward. And you know, the world is already being like, hey, can we get this at Epcot? And honestly, I think they have to wait a while, because I think it should be a reason for people to want to go to Hong Kong Disneyland. And like, it should be that tease of like, let's go see this in Hong Kong Disneyland, which I'd love to go there. Like, once this is open. Because you have a lot of really cool things at Hong Kong Disneyland now, I feel like.
So here's something that I have been pitching for probably 6 or 7 years. I have pitched a video where Mr. Dapps does my makeup. Mm-hmm. Taryn said Mr. Dapps makeup tutorial when. I have pitched that idea for a very long time, guys.
Maybe we'll do it someday.
Probably not. Someday means it's very much like the parent to the kid of like, yeah, someday, kid. I know the answer is no.
I haven't even done the how to tie a bow tie yet.
I almost told them what you said before the show.
Which would make a whole lot more sense, but that's okay. Yes, we are in Geeks Corner Plus now. If you have any questions for us, feel free to throw them in the chat. We will answer them really quick.
Roll for makeup? No.
And
I did watch a roll for barbecue. I would let him use the Muppet makeup palette as long as he didn't destroy it.
No promises.
Okay, then no, you cannot touch the Muppet
makeup palette. When you don't know what you're doing.
You know what you're doing.
I don't.
You do.
Nice try.
Ow. I did watch A Role for Barbecue, which I feel like you would enjoy.
I don't know what that means.
So, Role for Sandwich. I've sent it in the Olive Oil Breakfast Club before. It's Mark doesn't like it. It's a guy who rolls a D20 for bread, meat, sauce, cheese, so on and so forth. So sometimes it's
kind of fun.
Yeah.
That's so, a clever idea. Yeah.
Him doing that has branched into
makeup. Okay, I got you now.
Yeah, so it'd be like, oh, what color is this going to be? What's that going to be? Whatever. But I saw it roll for barbecue, and somebody ended up rolling for a whole chicken. They, like, rolled for seasonings, rolled for sauces. So
you
did it
before you went shopping, and then...
No, it was, like, he has a smoker, and he was just, like, he had this stuff on hand, I guess, because he's, like, a barbecue guy.
Okay, that's...
Something. So he did a whole chicken with, like, a dill, or, like, a potato seasoning. I'll find it.
Huh.
But I should, honestly, I should just start a Patreon thread for after the show of all the things where I reference, and I'll say, I'll find it. I'll find it.
Maybe you should have somebody else do that, and then just reference it for you, but...
Like, every time I reference a meme?
That you didn't reference.
I referenced a Vine today, and it was one that somebody didn't know, and I felt so disappointed, and now I can't remember what it was.
I don't know.
Roll for puppet, like for a puppet build? I would be, again, I just did the thing where I was like, oh wait, like waiting for someone to respond to me.
Which is great for the podcast.
It's honestly so good. I'll have to find Roll for Puppet.
All right. We are running out of time. Katie, what should people do?
You should go to DapsMagic.com. Check out all the Disney and geek news as it happens. From DapsMagic.com, you can subscribe to our mailing list so you don't miss any of the news. Find our Patreon because we're very fun over there. We have many ideas of things that would be very fun. And you get a say on if they come to life if you're a part of it.
And also make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We got a ton of videos that continue to go up. And you don't want to miss any of those, including future Geeks Corner episodes. But that is all the time we have for you this week. So we will see you around the corner.
Bye.